Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. Podcast covering any and all vampire movies not covered by any other movie by minute networks. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris from the Jay and Silent Bob Minute.
And we begin these 5 minutes with Desdemona, played by Salma Hayek, making her debut in the film for her incredibly sexy dance. Very akin, in my opinion, to Jessica Rabbit's debut in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's pretty good comparison there.
The name of the song, by the way, is After Dark by Tito and the Tarantula, which is playing, which is the band on stage. And she's got that
If
giant
you
snake with her. And of course, she does kind of morph out into a snake vampire later on in the movie. It's kind of a reminder of the Lair of the White Worm. Have you ever seen that film?
I have, yes. Well, actually, the snake is right in her face. I actually noticed that today. I'm like, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to dance around like that with that thing in my face. Not that I could dance like that anyway. Well, maybe.
Mean, this whole 5 minutes is literally her just wrapping it around with that snake and just gyrating her hips. I mean, she is just a beauty incarnate, flawless.
I say we don't even do the rest of this podcast. We just watch this 5 minutes and then just end the podcast. That would be okay
Well,
with me.
how much you want to bet those pyrotechnics in the background are things that they can't really do on set anymore these days with a woman who's pretty much almost naked because of the restrictions that have gotten stronger due to accidents and things like that.
What you mean, like people getting burned? Yeah, I'm sure that they're not doing that. Not that close to her. I don't know. I see stuff in WWE though that looks like, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that. But
This is, by the way, one of the more friendlier snakes too. This is a python. This is a boa constructor. This is an albino python. Boa constructor, I think, is the other name for it. Gotta love Tom Savini's look on his face.
I mean, everybody in the audience has the same look because they can't take their eyes off of her at this point.
Including Juliette Lewis or whatever, who obviously is just like probably looking at her going, I'm never gonna look that hot.
Not even now, and she's 10 years older than her.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Julie Lewis obviously had her own bikini scene. Did you remember that? Julie Lewis had a bikini scene of like about 30 minutes earlier in the movie before Selma Hayek came on stage.
I do remember that. I'm talking now. Now, Salma Hayek, well, now Salma Hayek still looks just as good, or pretty much just as good. Juliette Lewis looks older than Salma Hayek now for some reason.
Obviously, Quentin Tarantino writes this scene for himself that because of his giant
Oh my
foot
God.
fetish, he wants Selma
Him,
Hayek to stick her foot in his mouth.
literally every movie he makes has a foot scene in it anymore.
It's so funny to think about.
Didn't, you don't think it creeped Selma Hayek out that she, because they have to know by now, right? How many movies in is he at this point?
Right, but she's never come out and said anything against Quentin Tarantino. So I'm assuming everything was on the up and up and everything was okay with this scene.
Sure. I've never heard anything about Tarantino,
She didn't
really.
have to do it. And she and I believe with everything, with people coming out, she's never said anything. She didn't say anything about Robert
Right.
Rodriguez. So I mean, she obviously felt comfortable enough doing it. And she's not nude either. So and there's nothing sexual happening. I mean, foot
Right.
fetishes are sexual, but still, Juliette Lewis looks very uncomfortable for like a couple minutes. Literally just letting the scene play, and of course there's the dancers in the background. Why don't you look up who some of these dancers are, Chris?
Oh, there was dancers in the background. I didn't even notice.
There's dancers in the background above her, and there's dancers that we saw previously. Some of the dancers in the
There's
movie do have actual names.
Wait, there's actual people in this movie besides her for this 5 minutes? Because that's all I see is her in this 5 minutes.
Yes, silly goose.
We're getting towards the end of the dance here, and I wish I just got another 2 minutes out of this minute, out of this 10.
Dance ends, everyone's clapping and cheering. Everyone looks like they're having a good time. Of course, she's just kind of staying there. Juliette Lewis looks incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah. And Cheech looks crazy. Cheech Marin in this movie, he doesn't look anything like himself. He
Not
sounds
really.
like himself. You can tell it's him just when he talks, but this part of the movie is right where it flips into a completely different movie.
Oh yeah, it took an hour. It took an
Oh.
hour for us to finally
Yeah.
get to vampires. Now, everyone in the bar that works there is a vampire, so you could technically say we've had vampires since they showed up to the Titty Twister.
True.
But I mean, come on, this is where it ominously takes the dark turn it does. Oh, right in the fucking hand, he gets stabbed. then the shooting, and it becomes a giant bar brawl, and that's where like Desdemona is still standing on the fucking table.
I love this movie for that reason because when I saw it, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And I watched the whole beginning and then I was like, oh shit, it's a vampire movie.
Right. And of course, the minutes end with Tarantino stabbing Danny Trejo in the chest with the knife, which obviously doesn't do much good. Now,
Right.
I mentioned there are other vampires babes in this movie, and some of them are really, really pretty. We have Maria Diaz, Jackie Lawson, Nita Bidadasa, who are a couple of like Indian, look like Bollywood kind of dancers.
Okay.
Veena Bidashi. So just to pick one by random, Veena Bidashi was in The Jungle Book 2, and she was also in The Bourne Supremacy and
Really?
Imposter. She was on the TV series Roar. She was on SWAT, The Shield. So
I
she's
feel like
had
we should
a bit of a
recognize her.
career.
That's a lot of stuff going
I don't
on.
know if I recognize her. She is just one of the random vampire babes in the background, but the
True.
vampire
And
girls did all have like credits on IMDb.
wow.
They're really quick and we don't see them for very long. And some of them are uncredited. There's a ton of people in this movie uncredited, apparently. Woman outside the titty twister. I didn't realize it was a woman standing outside the titty twister. There's a bar
There's a
dancer
ton.
named Annette Harper.
Okay. There's a ton of people in this scene that probably didn't get credit, like standing around and.
Who else can you see on IMDb that I didn't mention?
IMDb.
Right, look up IMDb real quick. I'm kind of in the middle of something. I was hoping you
Sure.
would just jump in while I didn't have a chance to talk for 2 seconds.
The problem is I'm watching the movie on my IMDb machine, my phone. Here we go.
Gotcha.
All right. Because I couldn't get it on my thing here. Top cast. Let's see, not the top cast. We don't want the top cast. Want to hear the trivia?
What trivia?
I don't know. IMDb's got trivia. Humorous line, "No thanks, I've already had a wife," was improvised by George Clooney. Director Robert Rodriguez never intended it to be in the final cut, but after the studio included the line in the trailer, he felt obligated to include it in the film.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's actually probably going to be in the next 5 minutes when she morphs into her snake form.
Right. It's coming up. Yeah, "No thanks, I've already had a wife." It's definitely within the next, 15 minutes. It also says Salma Hayek has a real fear of snakes and had always refused to be near them. Naturally, when she read the script, she knew her phobia would prevent her from taking the part. Robert Rodriguez conned her into thinking that Madonna was ready to nab the part instead. So Hayek spent 2 months with therapists to overcome her fear.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, Chris, where can people find you?
We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on duelingwithjama.com. You can just Google Jay and Silent Bob Minute, and you can find me and my co-host Jeff Ferry on the Burbs Minute. If you just Google the Burbs Minute, we come up on that too.
And you can find me over on the other movies that I've covered here on the network, including Lost Boys, Vampire Hunter D, Life Force, Once Bitten, and many more. Or you can check out my own version of a vampire, Vlada, a Dracula Tale, where we gender swap the cast of Dracula in a graphic novel format written by me with art by Ken Hunt, Tim
I
Seeley,
have
Tim
that.
Vigil, and many more. So please go over to Amazon, Etsy, or contact your local bookstore and have them order it as it's now available on Ingram Sparks. And we'll be back next week as the bar gets ripped apart in vampires here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast covering From Dusk Till Dawn.
You're a professional.